This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Lawmakers in at least six states, including California and New York, have introduced bills in recent weeks that would forbid internet providers blocking or slowing down sites on online services. Legislators in Illinois and North Carolina are considering such legislation as well. A lawyer for President Donald Trump arranged a $130,000 a month payment to a former adult film star a month before the 2016 election as part of an agreement that precluded her from publicly discussing an alleged sexual encounter with Trump, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. The NFL is delaying payments to former players victimized by CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, who died before 2006. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reportedly spoke up and chided the president on his vulgar and racist remarks, telling him that America is an idea, not a race, and that his forefathers also came from countries with no skills. This is in contrast to Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, who claimed to have heard not a thing. 1992 Supreme Court ruling in Quill Corporation versus North Dakota bars states from forcing companies to collect sales tax if they do not have a physical presence in their state. Traffic accidents kill more than 35,000 people a year in the U.S., and 95% of these accidents result from driver errors. Government in Tunisia has arrested more than 800 people who were protesting tax increases and other policies after clashes with police. Craft Industries created $44 billion in business last year. Although Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke claimed there is no mine within Bear's ears, there were 300 uranium mining claims inside the monument, according to Utah's Bureau of Land Management. About one-third of the claims are linked to Energy Fuels, a Canadian uranium producer. Online, the Communist Party of China controls information by, among other things, employing an army of commentators that annually generates an estimated 448 million comments aimed at distracting the public and redirecting attention from sensitive issues. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. sprayed some 90 million gallons of defoliants on South Vietnam in an attempt to deny enemy forces jungle cover and food. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.